take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us in this time slot every Tuesday is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse, right now in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Right now in downtown Gaylord, risk it for the brisket.
Amen, brother. How was your Labor Day event and all the activity over there at the Iron Pig yesterday?
Boy, I tell you, we had a record breaker this weekend. The weather held out nicely here in Gaylord for us, so we were fortunate for that. But people just were coming out of the woodwork, man. I don't know where people were coming from, but we sold out just about out of everything yesterday.
Good, good, good. I love it, love it, love it. I hate food left over at the end of the night.
Yeah, that's right. Going back to look at the last couple of years, you know, we've been in business 7 years now, thankfully. So we've got a bit of history to go back and look to. And I just keep looking back, and somehow out of this teeny tiny location we have in downtown Gaylord, we have just somehow been able to increase our sales every year. And I just don't know how. And the only thing I can put behind it is the fact that obviously, we have some pretty good barbecue. Do I think it's the best barbecue that ever existed? No, I don't. I believe it is because we have such amazing supporters, and the word of mouth about our barbecue and about specifically what we stand for and what you and I talk about on the radio every day is what people are actually paying attention to and actually care about. And I like to think that the year-over-year increase in sales is because of that, and not just because of some other thing, but this sort of movement that we have created, this silly risk it for the brisket hashtag that we came up with years ago, really sure does have some meaning to a lot of people. And I am still hearing stories of people that came here in 2020 and 2021, and it just warms my heart that people still feel that way, and it's still so important to them. I absolutely love it.
Well, and one of the main points, and I get a bunch of text messages and requests, you know, after our interviews every week here on Tuesdays from 10 to 10:30 when you come on the show, and people are always saying, where's the Iron Pig located? You know, this is on Thursday or Fridays. You know, they're getting ready to go out, and they're heading downstate. They're coming down from the UP. And I'm like, oh, no problem. Just get off I-75, exit 282, and head east, you know, about a mile, mile and a half right there in downtown. You can't miss it. And they put it in their GPS. They find you. But we've had people from downstate coming up north, and they're going to go to, you know, walk the bridge. Some of those folks that came to the Iron Pig over the weekend actually were some of our listeners from downstate that actually stayed up at hotels north of you, but they all stopped at the Iron Pig to eat on their way up there before they actually did the bridge walk, you know, yesterday morning. And I think what it is, it's because they believe in you standing up to government, standing up to the shutdowns, dealing with the lawsuits, all the things that you fought for, all the things you've been doing. And they're like, you know what? We're going to eat somewhere. We may as well go there and support this guy because we heard him on Randy's show. We've heard other people talk about it. I firmly agree with you. I think this is a movement, not just a place to eat.
Yeah, you know, we're always talking about voter integrity and the importance of our vote. As a capitalist and a person that believes in the free market, I believe that you actually vote more with your dollar bill than you do with your vote. And this is a perfect example of that exact thing.
Absolutely. We're going to ask Ian to stay on through the break. We got a lot to talk about. Short break from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. Ian, one of the things I got some additional questions about, and you had made this announcement on the show previously about the new location, and they wanted to verify that you're going to keep the current operations downtown going for a while until you figure out exactly, perhaps maybe through the end of the year or whatever, what you're going to do with that location. Is that still the plan? Is that still what you're kind of focused on?
Yeah, we are. We don't have plans to close that location anytime soon. I do technically have a lease on that location. Our new location we own, which is one of the big reasons why we're moving. So downtown, we really like being downtown. It's where we started. It's where everything happened. We don't want to abandon that location. So and for 7 years, we've been telling people to come downtown. So we plan to keep that location open for a while. Most likely what's going to happen is we're going to downsize that location back to its original footprint. So for anybody that's been in the restaurant, we have the main bar section, and then we have our dining room, which used to be a t-shirt shop for the better part of 25 years. We took over that t-shirt shop in the end of 2018 to expand to about 100 seats that we have now. So we're going to get rid of that t-shirt shop and go back to just the main location, which will have about 65 seats is roughly what we had there before. So we'll be a little bit more efficient at the downtown location. And then the new location down by Otsego Lake on Old 27 South is much bigger, much more spacious. We'll also be offering full service, so table service and counter service, and we're also going to have a drive-through there as well, so you can order ahead, order pizza, order brisket, anything that we have on our menu you can order ahead. Never have to even get out of your car, pull up to a window and grab it. So nice, especially in the winter time. But so the other location is just going to give us so much more room, plus the pavilion to do all kinds of activities, plus a big outdoor seating area, basically a backyard area that we're creating. So we're bursting at the seams downtown, and we have nowhere else to go downtown in this location. We can't take over another section like we did in 2018. So moving to the south end gives us that ability to really expand and offer more outdoor seating and a lot of other things as well.
Got a text message from one of our loyal listeners, Rod. He's back listening on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, which we restored with new computers over the weekend. He says, I'm really looking forward to the new restaurant location and opening. It's so exciting seeing Patriots stepping up and standing with other fellow Patriots like Ian and all of us. And this is the thing you were talking about in the first segment is, you know, this is what's driven your year on every single year, growing in business, growing in volume, growing in sales, even though you kind of basically had to fight through the China virus and the legal battles and all of that. One of the other components to this, and I had another listener heard the location, they actually live on Otsego Lake, and they're like, oh my God, this is so great, because now they hate going downtown. They hate the parking. They hate the traffic. They hate the fudgies. They feel like they want a local restaurant that they can call their own. And this is really kind of the vision you had when you guys made this investment to get this other location.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we do service Otsego Lake with delivery and stuff like that now. But, yeah, absolutely. I hear a lot. And, listen, my family lives on Otsego Lake, and I hear it from them, too. They say, listen, if you were in the new location on Otsego Lake, we would definitely be coming to visit more. And the other thing that I hear quite often is if you offered table service, we would be in more frequently. Which is always a plus. So that's another reason why we're going to offer the full table service and the quick counter service as well. And again, this location gives us the opportunity to do both styles of dining, whereas downtown, we really cannot do that because we're so jam-packed with tables and everything down here.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I know, and you're going to be expanding wine list, your microbrews, oh, yeah. You know, you're coming up with your own bourbon, your own label for Iron Pig Smokehouse Bourbon and other things that you're doing. in a sit-down dinner environment where you actually have a waiter or a waitress, you know, they can make suggestions, you know, about people trying a flight of different microbrews or wines or your bourbons or whatever. This is something that will actually give them the ability to take their time and actually interact with your wait staff completely different than what you're doing right now.
It is very different, vastly different, in so many different ways. That is one big one. Our draft system is going to be tripled. We're also going to have draft cocktails. So one of our most famous cocktails is our adult lemonade. That will now be on draft. So all you have to do is order an adult lemonade, and boom, we go over to the tap handle, and fresh squeeze adult lemonades come right out of that. Add some vodka or add our new bourbon when we launch that. That is going to be another component that we just don't have downtown right now. So everything that we're going to be doing at the South End at Seago Lake location is just going to be elevated just a hitch. So the table service, the craft beers that we're going to be, we only have 8 tap handles downtown right now. We'll have over 20 when we get to the new location. So excellent. Many things that we're going to be able to kick up just an extra notch. If people didn't think we were able to do it before, you would just wait and see. We're going to be adding some amazing steaks to the menu. I mean, all kinds of stuff to take it to that next level.
Yes. And once you get the kitchen operation up and running, I'd like to come over and test your ovens and your mixer. And I'm going to create a batch of Grandma Bishop's Trucker Randy's world famous carrot cake.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll do it there at the Iron Pig, and perhaps put out some samples to see if it's something you might want to consider carrying on the menu. And my little contribution to this effort, because I feel this is something that is unique. Not a lot of restaurants carry carrot cake the way I make it. And I can't wait for you to taste it, and your staff and everybody, customers, and see what they think. I got one text message already. Coming from the south, they're driving up I-75 coming from Houghton Lake. I got a listener listening right now in Houghton Lake. They want to know what exit, as you're heading north, before you get to Gaylord, what exit, Ian, would they take to get off to get to the new location the easiest?
So we have two exits in Gaylord. The south exit is 279, and then the north exit, which we're currently at, is 282. So for the new location, you're going to head exit 279, and let me think how you're getting off on the south, and you're going to hang a left. And it's maybe 2 miles right there off of that exit to the south. Very simple. So you're just going to head towards Otsego Lake. You're going to see the lake on the right-hand side. You're going to see 1-2 restaurants. Boom, we'll be the third restaurant right there, right across from the lake. You can't miss it. We have a gigantic, gorgeous pavilion sitting right next to it. You definitely won't be able to miss it, because we're going to be doing so much enhancement to the outside. New parking, new fencing, new landscaping, a ton of stuff going on right there. So it's very easy to get on and off the freeway. A bit more easy than it is now in our downtown location.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially the fact that it's right off of I-75. And like you said, you're heading south then off of the exit 279. And it's on the east side of the road across from the lake is what you basically described.
Exactly. And the thing to remember, too, is that next year begins the I-75 overpass M32 construction. So there is going to be some detrimental effects to traffic in downtown Gaylord next year when they go to redo that bridge right there. So
yes.
Anybody that doesn't want to go downtown or hit that exit coming from the north or coming from the south, hit 279, we'll be right off that exit right there. Much easier in, out, plenty of we have plenty of parking downtown, but getting through that traffic, especially in the holiday weekends, is pretty difficult.
Right, and I was looking at the MDOT website, and I'm not really sure exactly. I believe they're going to try to get that done in the early summer, spring season, try to get it wrapped up as soon as possible. But replacing that bridge is a huge undertaking, and I can't imagine that thing, especially with MDOT running it, I can't imagine that thing not taking 2, possibly 3 months to complete.
Oh, it's going to take longer than that. They're putting in a double diverging diamond there. They're redoing those bridges. They haven't been touched since the 80s. We've got construction in Gaylord right now happening on Old 27 South that has affected, you know, my friend's restaurant there on 27. So that is the construction for this year. And then next year is going to be that I-75 interchange at 282. So I'm real curious to see how they're going to move traffic around town, especially for us here on Main Street. Again, we still will be here on Main Street. So anybody that's used to coming to Main Street or is staying at a hotel right downtown, we will still be there. No worries about that. And you can always order anything online from either of our locations for delivery too. So ironpigsmoke.com is where you're going to find all that stuff.
Excellent. Excellent. Another text message, man, people are listening this morning. Wanted to know, approximately when you were talking about the grand opening, based on how things are going, liquor license, health department, these improvements you're talking about, are we still looking more toward the end of October? Is that what it's looking like?
October, I will be very happy if we can get open, and it'll be October anything. Even if it's the last day of October on Halloween, I'm happy with that. One of the big things, there's two big things that are really driving that timeline. First is the Liquor Commission, of course. The second is going to be the construction and renovation outside that we're doing. We have a site plan being drawn up right now for new parking to pave all the way around that beautiful pavilion. So that is really, and you know, those things don't happen just overnight. You know, these construction companies are booked out months at a time. So that one and the liquor license, those are the two big drivers of our timeline right now. But as soon as possible, we want to be in there, get going, and then boom, right around the corner, the winter season comes. So
right, yep, exactly. And we are going to have a big party for the grand opening, folks. We'll be talking about it on the radio, promoting it, may even run some commercials for it to make sure everybody's aware so they know exactly where to go and when it's going to be. I did speak with Kim over at Fast Signs in Traverse City yesterday, Friday. For tomorrow, I'm going there to pick up another banner for the radio station. And she said, yeah, tell Ian to give me a call. I definitely want to talk to him about his signs. New signage is going to be out there that will really help people when they come down Old 27 to be able to see the new location.
Yeah, and we've got a huge pavilion sitting right next to the building that can, you know, house thousands of people in this thing. So there will be a sign for that because we plan on having concerts and festivals, vendor markets. We can do church services out there in the summertime, all kinds of things. That, I mean, we're going to have a dog park there as well. It's going to be a wedding venue, so you can get married there. You can have your reception there, all encompassing. Hopefully some camping locations there as well. So we want to make this a real destination location. Not that our downtown location isn't, but this gives us so many more possibilities and ways to bring people together. Because ultimately, Randy, this is what it's all about, is bringing people together to celebrate these common ideas, whether it's something that could be political like it has been, or it's something as great as the brisket that we offer, whatever it is, we want to bring people together. And that's what 2020 and 2021 really showed me, is how important it is to have these places where people can come together.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was funny, I was watching on Prime Video a little short documentary they did called Sons of Liberty. And it was all about the meeting place there at Sam Adams Tavern. And it was amazing how things evolve, even in our history, regarding meeting at local taverns and bars and restaurants. So you're just a modern day Samuel Adams, I guess, is what we can refer to you as.
Well, and I'll take that. And there's a great history that we'll get to talk about as we move forward with this project, from what we did in 2021 with that rally to today. So it's pretty cool.
Amen. All right, brother, we'll stay on it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.